The city of Dresden in eastern Germany has declared a Nazi emergency, saying it has a serious problem with the far right and warning that extremist views are becoming increasingly apparent there. Councillors in Dresden approved a resolution saying more needed to be done to tackle the far right and protect minorities. Opponents say the term Nazi emergency goes too far. Kai Arzheimer is professor of politics at the University of Mainz and an expert in far-right extremism. I asked him what the declaration meant.
The point of the declaration is, I think, first and foremost, to raise awareness and to make clear, finally, after a very long time, that the local authorities are recognizing this problem and are willing to do something about it. What I expect in the short and medium term is perhaps a little bit more money for local initiatives and de-radicalization programs, but mostly it's a symbolic thing. It's a statement saying, we're not any longer looking the other way, which local politicians have been accused of for a very long time. There was some backlash, and I think the most vocal backlash came from the AfD, which is a far-right party.
And why does Dresden in particular feel it has a problem with neo-Nazis?
Dresden has a long history going back to the early 1990s after unification of being a focus for far-right mobilization. That has something to do with history. Very early on after unification, far-right groups claimed that the bombardment of Dresden in 1945 was on the same level as the Holocaust. And so a local scene of far-right groups developed over the years.
They're both far-right parties. Is the far-right's growth in parts of eastern Germany down to economic factors, particularly in the former communist East?
Not really. It's more about a feeling of being left behind, of a world that is rapidly changing, of a certain concept of Germany that is monocultural and rooted in history and has relatively little to do with economic hardship. Saxony, where the AfD is particularly strong, is one of the most successful of the so-called new states.
And the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, that far-right party, did well in a recent regional election, also in eastern Germany. I mean, how concerned is the federal government about that?
The federal government and the parties supporting the federal government are very concerned about this whole development. First, because the AfD is linked to forces even further to the right. And secondly, because the growth of the AfD comes at the expense of the former mainstream parties, the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats. And so these recent elections in eastern Germany contribute to a feeling of unease and near panic in the federal government.
And Pegida, which is the anti-Islam movement in Germany, marked its fifth anniversary with a march attended by thousands of people in Dresden. How popular is it in Germany as a whole?
It's not popular at all. It's confined basically to Dresden and the surrounding areas. So it's very much a localized phenomenon. But the idea that immigration, and especially Muslim immigration, is somehow threatening to Germany and German culture, that is, of course, more widespread.
But should Germany's partners, its neighbors, feel concerned about this direction?
That's a tricky question. I think at the moment, not. Compared to the situation in other neighboring countries, there is nothing particularly German about this rise of the far right. But of course, in a historical context, our neighbors are always worried about such developments in Germany, very understandably so.
Professor Kai Arzheimer.